The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
But I'm Mike Wilbon. It's Kiss and Make Up Day, Tony. How you celebrate?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. No kisses yet, but I am wearing makeup. Does that qualify?
Is that makeup? Wow, I thought you were all natural.
No. But you know, the hard part about it is that the lighting where you put the makeup on is not like the lighting up in the attic, which is changeable all the time because of the sun and the moon and the stars and stuff like that. You know?
Wow, that was very cosmic.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was hoping for that. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lakers are back on track. College football goes forward with its playoffs, and the Mavs and Clippers are just hours from Game 5. But we begin today with reaction across sports to the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Detroit Lions players canceled practice today after what were termed deep conversations this morning, instead using the time to address the media. Down in the NBA bubble, Raptors guard Fred VanVleet said that at some point, players need to put something on the line. Wilbon, what are your thoughts on any or all of this?
Tony, I barely know where to start. For people who need sports to be, you know, their great means to escapism, too bad. You're out of luck. Because athletes, a great many of them, whether we're talking about professional, college, internationally, they're plugged in. They're plugged in and they should be plugged in. They're plugged in like the rest of us need to be, ought to be plugged into this. And I, you know, my mood has really gone downhill, Tony, over the last couple of hours as I read and study the reaction to this latest shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, about, I don't know, seems like 60 or 70 miles from Chicago and between Chicago and Milwaukee, and I'm very just familiar with that, and it's very local to me. And I understand athletes like the Toronto Raptors who have said, maybe we need to consider a boycott. And you know, you get so desperate, Tony, you're so forlorn at this point, consider everything. Yes, you wear something, you display something, you protest, you consider every means possible, and you know what, maybe none of it works. I have told you I have not felt the encouragement that you have felt and we both hope for over the past couple of months. I've not felt that. And this is why. Because I don't believe this has stopped. Boycotting hasn't stopped it. For these young basketball players, boycotting has been going on for 100 years. And if boycotting was going to stop it, it would have been damn stopped long before now. So, Tony, I'm both angry and depressed, and I don't know what to do, just like the athletes we're talking about.
So I'm not going to be helpful to anybody here because I don't have any answers. And I know they look to us for answers, and I don't have any answers whatsoever when it comes to this. I mean, there's kneeling, there's protesting, there's raising your, there's all of these things.
Yep.
If they don't work for you, what is the next step? So the next step maybe is to stop playing the games, if you think that will help to stop playing the games. And I don't know how that works. Because I'm one of those people who thinks that the games help us get through hard times. We ask of our athletes as sports writers to be engaged in the world that everybody lives in, to be engaged in politics, to be engaged in social issues. And now they are. But I don't know. I mean, I never imagined people not playing games. And how do you do that with a team? Does everybody on the team have to agree? What if there is dissent among the team members? What if there's a problem between management and coaches and players? So for me, if somebody says, well, what do you think is going to happen? My answer is, I don't know.
And we don't.
I don't know.
When it comes to both viruses affecting the world right now, in this country specifically, the pandemic and this virus of racial injustice, social injustice, we don't have answers. And saying we don't know makes us feel, in many cases, certainly for me, even more powerless. It control of fewer things, Tony. So I understand that. But I, you know, you and I lived through the 60s. There were a great many boycotts and a great many protests, right? And maybe things inched along. But that's all they did was inch along to the point where we're at this place in the 20s and we're in similar places.
Let me just say this, because about a month ago, I think it was about a month ago, athletes and athletics changed the flag in Mississippi overnight.
Yep.
Overnight. Now, that's more realistic because that was an objective that they had and that could be done. This is much harder than that. But I am not trying to discourage athletes in any way from involving themselves in this. I'm just saying, I don't know what happens next.
I encourage them.
We'll stay
with applaud
sports.
Them. In many cases, I admire them. I admire LeBron James for saying, hey, listen, I'd love to talk about basketball. We got something bigger than that to talk about. I admire that, Tony. But all I'm saying is, if you think that just because you're frustrated is going, we live in an instant culture now. I mean, these are kids. They don't know about the 50s and 60s because they weren't born. But if you think that wearing something on your back, on your jersey, and being upset and protesting and kneeling and even boycotting is automatically going to put your frustrations away, I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you, as an old man, that's not necessarily the case. In fact, it's damn unlikely. That's the sad news.
And it's not something I ever imagined.
I never imagined
teams said, we're not going to play. I didn't know that was coming. But there were games yesterday. We will talk about them now. We move now to the Los Angeles Lakers, who jumped out to a 15-0 lead last night over Portland and simply ran away in a total blowout. This was the third straight win by the Lakers over the Blazers after Portland won game one. The Lakers' wins have been by 23, 8, and 20 points. Will man have the Lakers gone from shaky to again being the favorites?
Yes. Yeah, they have. And the loss in game one helped them. I mean, they hadn't had anything tangible to play for. And, you know, people can talk, coaches can talk, and I know Doc Rivers doesn't, in his case with the Clippers, of course, he doesn't just believe in this. He's walked it. You have to find reasons to play that aren't always tangible, but sometimes it needs to be tangible. The Lakers, in their case, didn't have anything. But you know what? It was tangible in game one when they got beat by an 8 seed. And since then, man, when LeBron James and Anthony Davis, when they play like that, the Lakers are the best team out there. And it does relate to the Clippers and Doc Rivers, because if they don't start getting that from Paul George, and they're getting it Kawhi, but from Paul George or others, they're not going to be able to beat the Lakers even if they get to play the Lakers. So, yes, Tony, the Lakers to me are once again the favorite. They got stung. They took a standing 8 count, and they said, let's go now. LeBron James, I'm giving most of that credit to LeBron.
They're going to be even more of the favorites with Portland because Damian Lillard will not play in game 5. So that now looks like a sweep, and we can stop talking about them. What it turned out to be in effect was like Orlando beating Milwaukee. And we both said, that's just a blip. Don't worry about that. Well, Portland was just a blip. Just a blip for the Lakers. And I told you last week, I'm betting on LeBron. I think you win money betting on LeBron. We talked about how in the bubble, that team wasn't scoring, that team wasn't shooting, that team wasn't doing anything. Here are their last 3 games for a team that couldn't score. 111, 116, and 135, and the trajectory is going up at this point. And I agree that they have reestablished themselves as the favorites. And you talked about having tangible things. It is very hard to ignore what I'm going to say now. Sunday would have been Kobe Bryant's birthday, and yesterday was 8/24. August 24th, 8th month, 24 days, his 2 numbers. They wore those numbers. People on the Lakers knew what that was about. That, I believe, and I'm sure you agree, inspired the Lakers into having their best game of the playoffs to this point. That's something that boosts a team up because you say, we're responsible for this right now.
You know, Tony, it's interesting, the whole point about Kobe, because a couple of days ago, somebody asked me about this. So I was asking a radio show, and I said, I don't know that that should motivate the Lakers because that's not what Kobe was about or motivating him. I mean, we knew where he took his motivation because he said it out loud over the years about getting better every day and what moved him and what motivated him. And I think you have to find that within yourself. And I don't look, Russell Westbrook doesn't play for a Los Angeles team, and he wore a Kobe jersey into that game last night, and he couldn't play and help his team directly, Houston, against Oklahoma City. But I think so many players are inspired by Kobe. I don't think it's just confined to L.A. Maybe you're right. Maybe it affects Lakers more directly, instantly. Maybe.
That is the legacy at his team.
Is.
And I think
no
it
question.
Meant something. Like, look at, did you see Anthony Davis's numbers on this thing? Plus 37 in 18 minutes?
Anthony Davis,
kidding me?
Man, when he plays this way.
Wow. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee yesterday affirmed that there will be a college football championship playoff, even without the Big Ten and the Pac-12 having a football season. Wilbon, will that playoff feel legitimate to you?
You know, Tony, college football just annoys me right now. As much as I'm a fan of it and a patron of it and, you know, I just wallow in it. I wallow in college football starting usually about a week from now. And I don't know there's going to be a playoff. I don't know there's going to be a season. I know, you know, the SEC people and the ACC people would promise you this season. I'm not listening to them. I'm looking at the world, right? I mean, I am. I'm sorry. I'm going to equate these two. Because in late May, when George Floyd was murdered, I mean, a lot of people would have had their money on, wow, as awful as this is, I can't imagine this happening again before the end of the summer. What? Are people paying attention to the world? Most people involved in college football seem to not be paying attention to the world in which they have to operate despite, you know, God, family, and football and all these stupid platitudes they utter. I don't know there's going to be a college season, much less a playoff, and I can't even get with the discussion. So I'll let you carry on if you can.
Well, I mean, look, I didn't go to a Big Ten school, and I'm not facing a conference that isn't going to be playing a season. If they play a season, if the ACC and the SEC and the Big 12 play a season, I like college football and I'm going to watch. If they have a playoff, I'm going to watch. If the champion eventually is Alabama or Oklahoma or Clemson or Notre Dame, I might even think there's a certain legitimacy to it. Though today, as I sit here, I will tell you there's an asterisk on this and it will never matter. What interests me is this college football committee. I'm pretty sure the AD of Iowa's on that committee, Big Ten. The AD of Colorado's on that committee, Pac-12. What did you vote? Why are you even on this committee? How did you let this happen if your conferences aren't
in
it?
Maybe you can't stop it. But, Tony, do you realize how many times you said the tiny little word if? You said if 20 times. If these schools qualify to make a playoff, if these schools have a seat. What are we talking about? Didn't somebody just have 500 positive tests on campus? 500. School hadn't even started.
Alabama.
Barely started. What are we talking?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to have to get down the road a bit before I take these topics seriously. And that's just me.
Okay, let's take a break. Help you go down the road. Coming up, maybe you'll like this one. Will Luka be able to win without Kristaps Porzingis again tonight?
No. How about that for a spoiler? And is the Sixers head coach opening actually more attractive than the Nets head coach opening?
Wait, are you picking the Clippers again for the fifth straight time?
Again. And I'll go to Vegas. I'll go to Vegas on this one. I'll go to Vegas tonight.
I just want to make sure.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, When it comes to toss-up, I'm automatic from the attic, which I guess makes me auto-attic or something like that. What's first?
Toss-up, who do you have in tonight's Game 5, the Mavericks or the Clippers?
Well, I know Wilbon's got the Clippers because he said so, because he picks the Clippers all the time.
Yeah, I do.
I'm looking at the math of this. The Clippers win the odd-numbered game so far. This Game 5, this is an odd-numbered game. I'm going to pick them because I think you can win one game without a very important player like they did without Porzingis.
Yeah.
I don't think you can win two in a row that way. The greater issue for me, Mike, is will it go seven? And I think it will go seven.
It's not going seven. And Porzingis being out he's out tonight. I don't know about the rest of the series. That wasn't announced, but he's out tonight. And this is too bad, because I know I was looking forward to some titanic clash. And if you told me Porzingis was playing, I wouldn't necessarily pick the Clippers, although I think the Clippers are going to have the edge tonight, coming off what they did and knowing Doc Rivers' ability to get his team to respond after something like that kind of loss. So, Tony, I'm picking them again. And it's not – look, I thought they were going to win in five games. That's already done. They can't do that. I'm still going to pick the Clippers. I admire Luka Doncic. I just don't think he has enough to run with tonight to win Game 5.
Don't worry about the five games. Charles Barkley picked Portland to win in four.
That's right.
How's that looking right now?
That's not looking
next.
Good.
Last one, toss-up. Better job opening, the Sixers or the Nets?
Let me just preface this by saying that the GM of the Sixers, Elton Brand, obviously watched PTI last night and paid attention to me, because he said today that he's not looking to trade either Embiid or Simmons. You look at the talent right now. The Nets have more talent.
Yep, they do.
They've got Durant. They got Kyrie Irving. They got other guys, LeVert. They got Dinwiddie. They've got more talent. They're not as young as the Sixers maybe, but they've got more talent. The problem is Kyrie Irving. If you take that job, who are you working for? Are you working for the GM? Are you working for the owner? Are you working for Kyrie Irving? Because I think Kyrie Irving got the last guy fired. I don't know that I would want that.
I agree with you. We ain't getting Greg Popovich fired if Pop took the job. That's one guy Kyrie can't buck. You know what, Kyrie just might say, rather than have a tough guy coach that I got to pay attention to that's got a whole lot more rings than me, like 5-1, I'll just leave town. Because maybe he would do that, Tony. That might be the best thing. But you mentioned others. The Nets others. Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, Joe Harris is a free agent, but who knows? He could resign there. Jared Allen, DeAndre Jordan, Tyler Johnson, a good bench player. And then you add KD. I think Kyrie's got to get with the program. I think Kyrie has to look around the room and say, oh, my God, I have a chance to get rings, plural. Let me shut up. That's what I think. And if it's Pop, he better shut up.
Let him shut up. Let you shut up. That's it. I win. Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Heat swept out the Pacers. Are we giving Miami? What a tired question. Enough respect.
Spec. Put some spec on it, Tony. And could Russell Wilson really play another 15 years? No. That's another spoiler. No, he can't. No. No.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Happy time, people. Happy 74th birthday, Raleigh Fingers. Roland Glenn Fingers, relief pitcher extraordinaire. What a great name for a pitcher, Fingers. In the day before one-inning, three-out closers, there were two- and three-inning relievers, of which Fingers may have been the best. He was on three World Series champs in Oakland with Reggie Jackson, Sal Bando, and Catfish Hunter, among others. He was World Series MVP with the A's in 1974, and he was the American League MVP and Cy Young winner with the Brewers in 1981. Both teams retired his number. When Fingers retired in 1985, he had the most saves ever to that point, 341, which was his ticket to Cooperstown. Fingers was instantly recognizable because of his handlebar mustache, the ends of which he waxed into small curls. He had baseball in his blood. His dad, George Fingers, played minor league ball for the Cardinals, and he roomed with Stan Musial.
Tony, don't forget about Vida Blue on those teams, by the way, but what a great decision to turn down more money offered by the Dodgers to sign with Oakland, where, I mean, both his personality and what he did, his talents, they fit that A's ball club so well. I dismissed the Brewers part. I know that's part of his Hall of Fame resume, but I think of him as an Oakland A. Do you not think of him that way as well?
Of course I do. Yeah. Of course I do. A not-so-happy anniversary to Tony Romo. On this day 4 years ago, Romo injured his back in the third play of a preseason game. In stepped Dak Prescott, and the course of Cowboys history changed. Romo retired before the following season after 13 years with the Cowboys and was soon hired by CBS to be their lead NFL analyst. Romo was so good so quickly that when his contract was up, he re-signed with CBS, with the network reportedly paying him $17 million a year, making him the highest paid NFL analyst in history. He's 40. He could be in that booth for the next 30 years. Look at Don Meredith and Troy Aikman and see how it pays to be a Cowboys quarterback. Meanwhile, the Cowboys franchised Dak Prescott this year and will pay him $31.4 million. So this one play launched two separate lucrative careers, not to mention the daily First Take back and forth as to whether Dak should be paid.
Romo is going to make a whole lot more money in the booth and on the beach with those beer commercials than he made as a player. I mean, and that stands to reason. Look, he was a really, really good player, but not a Super Bowl champion like Troy Aikman, who's got three of them, and so many other guys who've been in the booth. But good for Romo, because I love listening to him. I know you do, too.
Happy trails to second base for Cole Calhoun. Stay with me. This gets complicated. Arizona has Calhoun on first base in the fifth inning of their game with Colorado last night. An Arizona batter popped out to left. Colorado's left fielder threw to first to double up Calhoun. The ball got away from first baseman Daniel Murphy, so Calhoun took off for second. But Colorado catcher Tony Walters was backing up. He throws to second to get Calhoun. The throw hits Calhoun in the head, so you think he's going to be safe. But on replay, it turned out Calhoun deliberately stuck his helmeted head in the path of the throw like a soccer player heading a ball. Calhoun was called out for deliberate interference. This reminded Colorado manager Bud Black of a play in the 1978 World Series between the Yankees and Dodgers when Reggie Jackson deliberately stuck out his can right in the way of a potential triple play throw. The ball caromed away and it allowed Thurman Munson to score. Reggie got away with it because he's Mr. October. Cole Calhoun is not Mr. August.
The key words to all of that were on replay. There was no replay to determine what Reggie's intentions might have been or might not have been. Were you at that game? Were you covering that game, old man, or were you in your attic by then?
I was there.
I figured
one omission.
Were.
It's a big one. Lionel Messi has told Barcelona officials he wants to leave the club this summer. Messi's been with Barcelona since he's 13 years old. Wilbon, quick reaction to this.
Oh, Barcelona's got to be better off without him, right? That's what you want me to say. That's what all the soccer heads want me to say.
That's crazy. To the big finish, here we go. The Heat swept the Pacers. Should we be talking more about Miami?
Yeah, Tony, I think the Heat, like Utah, we've sort of dismissed early on. The Miami can beat Milwaukee in the next round. They can. The Indians recalled Mike Clevenger. He's going to start tomorrow against the Twins. Is this a good decision?
Good pitcher. They didn't recall Plesac, did they? Ian Rappaport said the Cowboys are not expected to sign Earl Thomas. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not, because I don't think they are going to sign Mr. Thomas with all that's been going on with him. Russell Wilson says his goal is to play another 15 years. This is insane, right?
Yeah, I'll be 46. No way. Last one, Nuggets and Jazz tonight. Will the Nuggets stay alive?
I think the Nuggets are going to keep this series going, Tony. Yes, I really do.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Steve Hinish here, 38 on the back. Well-